Every opportunity, early actions. Education and learning pathways. Schools. 1. Review and update key resources to better support students with disability in workplace learning. 2. Deliver a series of activities for students in years 9 and 10 from a broad range of government schools, highlighting the changing world of work and potential pathways to further education, training or employment. 3. Strengthen support for school-based apprenticeships or traineeships for students with disability through professional development for staff involved in delivery. 4. Support the Ticket to Work and After School Job Project to assist young people with significant disability. Skills. 5. Improve outcomes through an analysis of participation, attainment and transition data for students with disability in the Victorian training system. 6. Complete reviews of Skills First, ReConnect and TAFE community service funding to inform future opportunities for students with disability. 7. Attract more people with disability into careers in disability. 8. Deliver a range of leadership programs and initiatives for people with disability. 9. Sponsor traineeships, cadetships, and graduate careers of people with disability in Victorian Health Services. Employment opportunities in the public sector. 10. Develop a Victorian Public Sector Disability Employment Action Plan, which includes a 6% target by 2020, increasing to 12% by 2025. 11. Implement and evaluate the impact of the RISE Employment Initiative for People with Autism at the Department of Health and Human Services. 12. Identify and replicate good practice in the employment of people with disability and social procurement across local government. Across the Victorian economy. 13. Increase investment through Jobs Victoria initiatives to provide more employment opportunities for people with disability. 14. Create 50 internships for people with disability across the Victorian economy. 15. Launch the Dandelion program in Victoria to support 20 young people with autism into meaningful careers. 16. Build a strong focus on employment outcomes into the NDIS, commencing with funding 3 initiatives through information, linkages and capacity-building transition funding. 17. Create employment opportunities for young school leavers with intellectual disability through the Victorian Government's Jobs Bank initiative. Business ownership and innovation. 18. Implement the Victorian Government's social enterprise strategy with a focus on providing more employment opportunities for disadvantaged job seekers, including those with disability. 19. Develop a whole-of-government social procurement framework that takes action to enhance economic opportunities for people with disability. 20. Open up opportunities through the Small Business Festival Victoria 2018 to showcase small business owners with disability, and encourage more people with disability to establish businesses or be employed in small business. 21. Enable more people with disability to set up their own businesses through the new Enterprise Incentive Scheme. The challenges of economic participation. Quote, "Disability is not the problem of the individual. It is a result of the mismatch between the individual and their environment. A person with a disability can go through a whole day not really thinking about the disability if their environment is structured in a way that responds to their needs." Dr. George Teleporos, Job Access 2012. People with disability face direct and indirect discrimination and stereotyping, affecting the community's understanding and awareness of disability. This often leads to misunderstandings about the contribution people with disability can and do make in their communities and to the broader economy. Some people with disability face even deeper challenges when it comes to economic participation. Workforce non-participation rates for Australians with severe mental illness are estimated to be between 70 and 78%. Contreras et al., 2012, and were at 58% for Australians with autism in 2012, Australian Bureau of Statistics, 2014. Aboriginal Victorians experience disability at double the rate of that experienced by non-Aboriginal people. First Peoples Disability Network Australia, 2016, combined with higher levels of socio-economic disadvantage. Women with disability in Australia are much more likely to live in poverty than people in the general population, are more likely to be unemployed, and are more concentrated than other women and men in precarious, informal, subsistence and vulnerable employment. Women with Disabilities Australia, 2016. People with disability who are mature aged, Diversity Council Australia, 2015, or from some culturally and linguistically diverse communities, National Ethnic Disability Alliance, 2013, face additional barriers, including increased discrimination in the workplace. Seizing opportunities. Quote, "The right to work and study means we will have bigger experiences in bigger lives, and we will be safer because people will know us. They will learn to care about us as friends and neighbours, colleagues and classmates." Women with Disabilities Australia, 2017. The Victorian economy has many strengths that provide a solid foundation for enhancing economic participation. Business investment and confidence measures are strong and lead all other states. The Victorian Government's broad economic development agenda is about investing in jobs, services, regions, and vital infrastructure to support the Victorian economy of the future. Government also has a role to lead as both a major employer and purchaser of goods and services in driving change for people with disability. More than 285,000 people are employed across the Victorian public sector. This represents approximately 9% of Victoria's total workforce. As a government, we too want to tap into the benefits that diversity in the workplace offers. We need to do more, and we will. Work is already underway on our plan to create new opportunities for people with disability to make their way in an economy and society that are more inclusive, as we know more can and must be done. Through a whole-of-government, whole-of-economy focus, this plan sets out practical and sustainable actions to increase the economic participation of Victorians with disability. Early actions, to be built on over time, are founded upon research and demonstrated good practice locally, internationally, and from the broader business community. Employees with disability are reliable. On average, people with disability take fewer days off, take less sick leave, and have a higher retention rate than other workers. Productive. Once in the right job, people with disability perform equally as well as other employees. Lower risk. People with disability have fewer compensation incidents and accidents at work in comparison with other employees. Good for business. People with disability build strong relationships with customers and boost staff morale and loyalty, and they enhance the company image among staff, customers and the community. Australian Safety and Compensation Council 2006, Job Access 2016. Driving change. Quote, "It is not the attitude of people with disability that is responsible for the appalling unemployment rates of that cohort. It is the attitude of prospective employers and people without disability who are responsible for providing employment opportunities for them." Jessica May, founder Enabled Employment, January 2017. Addressing the systemic difficulties faced by people with disability requires careful consideration of what works. Transforming attitudes. Literature shows that first-hand contact with members of a stereotyped group can play a powerful role in shifting attitudes and promoting inclusion. Murfitt et al., in Press, Fisher and Perkel, 2016. And employers who have had a positive experience employing people with disability are far more likely to hire again. OECD, 2010. Using employer-led approaches. The most effective approaches are employer-led. That is, they are based on an understanding of the employer's operational and business needs, ensuring employers are equipped with the right knowledge, tools, and resources to help create more economic opportunities for people with disability. Preparing for and supporting transitions. Targeted academic preparation, family involvement, youth empowerment, and service collaboration and linkages contribute to post-school success of youth with disability, as do work experience, paid employment, Looking and Looking, 2013, and well-supported career development for transition into employment, Cox, Thorison and Lee, 2015. Using targets. Economic participation for people with disability can benefit from the same success and positive outcomes achieved by gender targets, including benefits for employers, such as more effective recruitment and career development systems, a more capable workforce, and an enhanced corporate recruitment brand. Workplace Gender Equality Agency, 2016. Case study. Get skilled access. Australian wheelchair basketballer, wheelchair tennis player, Paralympian of the Year, radio host, and public speaker, Dylan Alcott, is busy with a broad range of passions that drive him. Dylan was born with a tumour wrapped around his spinal cord, which was cut out when he was 2 days old. The operation saved his life, but damaged his spinal cord, leaving him a paraplegic. He has been in a wheelchair all his life. At 11, he took up wheelchair tennis, and at 15 started playing wheelchair basketball. When in year 12, he became the youngest wheelchair gold medalist ever, winning gold at the 2008 Paralympics in Beijing. Winning 2 gold medals in tennis at the 2016 Rio Paralympics, he then went on to win a 3rd consecutive Australian Open title in wheelchair tennis at Rod Laver Arena in January 2017. Over the years, I have faced a broad range of responses to my disability, both positive and negative. The need to break the outdated paradigms of disability and accessibility drove me to establish Get Skilled Access, a customer service training company that works with major businesses and governments to offer a more inclusive customer experience. Our approach. The Victorian Government's substantial investment in education and economic development secures a strong foundation upon which to grow opportunities for people with disability. Positive change will be driven by activating all relevant parts of government and the broader Victorian business community. To achieve this, the plan will create strengthened engagement and partnership opportunities with senior business, public sector leaders, and other key stakeholders whose support will play a critical role in long-term success, draw on and activate the levers available to government, including public sector employment, procurement, investment, accountability measures, and leadership, facilitate the delivery of targeted initiatives that test, develop, refine, and document practical evidence-based solutions in a Victorian context, ensure a broad range of existing government policies and initiatives address the challenges to economic participation faced by people with disability in a targeted manner to drive greater economic outcomes. Advocating for change. The Commonwealth Government has significant responsibilities for employment services and work-based adaptive equipment and supports for people with disability. The Victorian Government has an important role to play in promoting stronger economic participation for Victorians with disability through advocacy via the Council of Australian Governments. Key themes and actions. We will take concrete action to make the Victorian public sector and broader economy more inclusive and accessible for people with disability. To do this, the plan sets out initial actions in 3 areas: education and learning pathways, employment opportunities, business ownership and innovation. We will build on these actions as further opportunities in the economy are identified over the 3 years of this plan.